China says it'll support couples who wish to have a third child. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee has chaired a meeting to hear reports on major policy measures to actively address the aging of the population during the 14th five-year plan period. An official statement says implementing the policy and its supporting measures will help improve China's population structure and preserve the country's human resource advantages. Efforts are being urged to improve prenatal and postnatal care services, develop a universal child care service system, and reduce family spending on education. Chinese authorities say they'll make it mandatory to report cases involving underage victims. The decision was based on the newly revised Law on the Protection of Minors, which takes effect today. According to the new law, schools, kindergartens, and individuals will be held accountable for failing to report such offenses. Meanwhile, the Supreme People's Procuratorate will work with authorities to check whether the mandatory reporting obligation has been met in every single case. Construction of the main structure of China's Baihetan hydropower station has been completed. With a total installed capacity of 16 million kilowatts, it's the world's second largest after the Three Gorges Dam. It's expected to generate more than 62 billion kilowatt hours of electricity per year, which would reduce carbon dioxide emissions by over 51 million tons. The hydropower station is located on the Jinsha River. China's State Council has dispatched a work team to guide Guangdong's COVID-19 response. The province registered 20 new locally transmitted cases on Sunday. A spokesperson for the National Health Commission says 50 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases were reported in multiple provinces last month. The spokesman says gatherings and personnel movement should be limited in medium and high-risk areas. Noi Bai International Airport in the Vietnamese capital will stop receiving international arrivals from Tuesday following the latest COVID-19 outbreak in the country. The suspension will last until at least June 7th, while outbound flights will operate as normal. Earlier, Hanoi already suspended the in-store services at restaurants, cafes, hair salons, and other public venues until further notice. The Civil Aviation Authority of Vietnam also decided to extend the suspension of international flights at Tan Son Nhat International Airport in Ho Chi Minh City by 10 days to June 14th. Vietnam reported over 150 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, raising the total in the country to roughly 7,300. Women's world number two, Naomi Osaka, has withdrawn from this year's French Open as a result of the controversy surrounding her refusal to speak to the media during the tournament. On Sunday, a joint statement from Grand Slam organizers said Osaka could be expelled from the French Open if she continued to refuse to address the media before and after matches. The 23-year-old said last week she'll not carry out news conferences at Roland Garros to protect her mental health. On Monday, Osaka revealed on Twitter that she'd suffered long bouts of depression since winning her first Grand Slam title at the U.S. Open in 2018. The four-time major winner added that she gets huge waves of anxiety before speaking to the media.